Welcome back to BML's Bird Watching at the Lurie's. We're here with Red and Yellow's education relationship manager, Mandy. Mandy, what does an education relationship manager do?
Right. So in terms of an education relationship manager, I am responsible for students from high school knowing and understand what their future looks like and how it can work and translate into the world of work. And so I work very closely with high school students, the teachers, even the principals. And what we do is we're making sure that we are connecting with the right students to come and study at Red and Yellow and making sure that our students are absolutely thriving in the industry of creativity.
So how do you do that practically? Do you go into high schools and chat to students about the creative industry?
Yes. So we certainly go into schools and we obviously educate our students in terms of what Red and Yellow is all about. And so we speak to the students as well as the principals and the teachers. And we really get the collaboration in terms of, you know, educating the students in what we do in the creative field, as well as the business field, because we feel that in terms of creativity, it's all about the creative thinking, the logical, the critical thinking. It's understanding everything in the creative space, but also how your future can look like and what your job opportunities can look like. And it's important that we understand that in the creative field, it's not just the creative field that you can go into. It's all about understanding that creativity and what you can produce and what you can discover in the creativity field is something that that really can take you to any type of job role. That critical thinking, the creative thinking, and understanding in terms of all the components, whether it is work, whether it is play, instead of just going into your traditional world of studying, you are going into so many different avenues. And it's about, you know, just exploring life and to be able to take that creativity so much further.
And have you found that young people are very interested in the creative industries? There's been a bit of people say that young people don't find the creative industry that sexy anymore.
I actually think it's just more of an education thing. I feel that parents today want their children to obviously have the best future, like being a doctor or a lawyer or accountant. And they actually don't realize that in the creative field, this is where the biggest possibilities happen. This is where the magic happens, the logical happens. This is where, you know, if you dream it, you can actually really make it a reality and put it in a very logical way. Businesses get born because of creative person have discovered and created something. And I don't think they realize that creativity has such a huge role to play in these industries.
That's very true, actually. And I don't think they often think about it like that. But I agree with you. It is a process of education. So you need to educate the student, but perhaps you more need to educate the parent.
Yes, well, we do both folds in that. It's very difficult to educate parents, but when you go into high schools, we actually educate the teachers too. And I think with having that relationship and building those relationships with teachers, it's the word of mouth. And so you can get in front of a student, but the attention span of a student's not very long. And so they kind of don't know what the world of possibility of work can look like for them, even if they're interested, because they're very much, their parents are guiding them exactly what they need to do. But if they're not educated, so what we do is the next person that the teacher talks to or the parent talks to, they are collaborating and going, my child is interested in X, Y, and Z. And this is where the communication happens. And that's why Red and Yellow is so successful, is because it's not just about educating students. It's about personal growth, and that personal growth means something more than anything else. You can learn so many different types of industries, but it's the you yourself. How do you communicate? How do you understand a brief? How do you collaborate? How do you work with people? And that is the skill, the soft skills, which we call power skills, is actually more employable than anything else.
That's very true. And that's just so interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
No problem.
It's been lovely.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.